Today, our guest is Ian Hurt, Port Director for the Port of Indiana, Burns Harbor. Ian, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lori. Thanks for having me.
Happy to have you back. So, Ian, most members of the public don't really get to see the port or truly understand what goes on there. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the operations at the Port of Indiana, Burns Harbor?
Sure. So we are a 600-acre parcel of property, and we have a U-shaped harbor. And throughout the property, we also have 18 miles of railroad tracks. And the U-shaped harbor has 17 different berthing areas, areas where you can dock ships or barges. And we also have 25 different companies that do a lot of the work here at the port. So these companies do things like making and processing steel. They ship commodities like asphalt and slag and limestone, things that go into, you know, everyday life. And then they bring in fertilizer that goes into the farms in northern Indiana, and then we turn around and export the grain to the world. And we handle normally around 1,200 to 1,300 trucks a day in and out of our facility.
Wow, some really important work taking place there. Most people don't realize all of the things that are taking place. So, Ian, what's new at the port?
Well, we've got a lot going on. A couple of years ago, we received a federal grant under the Fast Lane program. And with it was about $10 million that we received. And with that money, we kicked in $10 million of our own. And we've just completed two new rail storage yards. We're building three additional docking yards in areas so we can put more ships in. And then we're also building a truck marshaling yard, which we like to refer to as a cell phone lot for trucks. And just recently, a couple months ago, we received another $4 million grant award from the federal government for building a new warehouse and new storage yard.
Great. Well, I know you've taken the lead on a lot of the initiatives to improve the environmental footprint at the port. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Sure. The one I just mentioned is our truck marshaling yard, and with that comes a trucker's lounge. And what we want to do there is with all those trucks that come into the port every day, the facilities where they're going to aren't necessarily ready to receive them. So what we want them to do is, like I said, like a cell phone lot for trucks, go in there, park, turn off their ignition, go into this trucker's lounge, and help reduce that idling time and the emissions that comes along with it. Over the last couple of years, we've planted about 300 or 400 trees and shrubs just throughout the port, trying to improve the air quality. And then we also work with our tenants and South Shore Clean Cities to enhance the equipment that they're using with the goal of reducing emissions. And those three new berths that we're building, what we're doing there is rather than having the stormwater just go off into the lake like it normally would, we're actually reversing it, bringing it back so that the water can get filtered before it enters the lake.
I'll see. Boy, that sounds great. So, you know, Ian, we at the port at South Shore Clean Cities really do cherish our relationship with you at the port and with you, Ian. How has this partnership helped with your environmental efforts?
So it's really helped with our tenants because they do a lot of the work out here, like I mentioned. They're the ones that are moving goods and commodities. And to do that, they need a lot of diesel-powered equipment. And so what we're doing, you know, mostly through South Shore Clean Cities and the tenants themselves, is trying to improve the quality of that equipment. So getting rid of older engines, you know, upgrading to the more recent versions. A lot of the tenants are going to electric now. So we're doing things like electric rail car movers rather than the old diesel locomotives. There were also our security managers getting an electric vehicle. We're going to put some in some electric charging stations, things like that, just to get people thinking greener here at the port.
That's great. Well, I know you'll be a speaker on our webinar coming up at 1 p.m. on February 24th on sustainable ports and goods movement. We're looking forward to that and to sharing some information about grant funding available from US EPA to support those efforts. Our listeners can learn more and register on our website at southshorecleancities.org. Ian, how can our listeners learn more about all the great things you're doing at the port?
They can visit our website anytime. That's www.portsofindiana.com. And once we get through this darn pandemic, we'd love to have people out and give tours of the port so they can see what's going on. And they can give us a call at 219-787-8636 and set up an appointment.
That would be great. As somebody who's been out there, it really is a sight to see. It's just breathtaking. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Ian Hurt, Port Director for the Port of Indiana Burns Harbor. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Lori Cagle, filling in for your host, Carl Lissick. Thank you for joining us, and as Carl says, remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.